You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and for the Sunday edition of the podcast, I'm delighted to be joined here by Paddy Aspel. Paddy, great to see you. Have you enjoyed the 4 days on the Knavesmire this week?
Yeah, it's been very good, hasn't it? We've had some course records getting smashed left, right and centre, and conditions really must have dried out very, very quickly, because even... That long-standing De Jour record in the Nunthorpe was well and truly kicked out of the park yesterday by the great Batash, and yeah, some very, very good performances, and as well as today, and absolutely delighted to see Gerlines take the Ebor back to Ireland, because you know he really is probably, you know, well, most certainly one of the leading trainers in Ireland now, and you know, very well deserved, and I was really pleased for him.
Let's relive the Ebor of 2019.
They're off. The race in a million. The Skybet Ebor. 22 of them jumping away from the stalls. A mile and three quarters. The Grand Vizier with a blue cap ridden forward in the early stages. Towards the back of the field, detached, having missed the break slightly. Pushed along, making miracles. Five or six lengths behind the others. Raymond Tusk, meanwhile, in a pale blue jacket, is dropped out last of the main cluster. Withhold, helping to push the pace along early in the raw blue. Ben Vracky in the dark green has also got a fairly handy position as they complete the first 2.5 furlongs. Cleonte with the striped sleeves right up there. Out wide, Weekender is taking a while to track over. Dramatic Queen in the dark blue in the leading line, and Frankie's just lost his cap on Ben Vracky, now effectively black, as they complete 3.5 furlongs. So Weekender taking a long time to cross over and join the others, who are led now by Ben Vracky to the white face Withhold. And now Weekender moves up and across to dispute third with Dramatic Queen, Cleonte against the rail. Kelisdino in the cheek pieces wide of Baghdad, and then the Grand Vizier, True Self, orange cap towards the inside. Prince of Arran, King's Advice in the yellow and white, is caught fairly wide at this stage. Red Galileo and the Godolphin raw blue in midfield, with Mustagia, the striped sleeves, against the fence. Desert Skyline caught deep to Max Dynamite in a pink jacket. Mekong three quarters of the way back. Ryan Moore in the red silks, being slipstreamed by Raheen House, who's in the dark green. He's racing upsize Prince of Arran. Red Verdon at this stage is well back in the last group of three or four at this stage. Bar Santi, Making Miracles, who missed the break and was pushed along, is still being ridden along towards the rear with Raymond Tusk. They've gone through halfway past the six and swinging for home in the Skybet Ebor. It's Ben Vracky who leads. Dramatic Queen, the dark blue, has taken second, Withhold third. Weekender in the pink cap is racing close up in fourth as they pass the five. Running around the last part of the bend, no more than 10 lengths covering the field. Ben Vracky, Dramatic Queen, Withhold on the far side to Cleonte. Baghdad in a maroon jacket. Weekender pushed along. Second from the left, Kelisdino. Further left, Red Galileo. King's Advice in the yellow and white is ridden in mid-division. Far side, True Self with the green sleeves picking up. Followed by Mustagia in a yellow jacket. Desert Skyline is on the extreme left. They're moving on down now towards the last 2.5 furlongs. It's Ben Vracky, one off the fence under Frankie. In front, True Self down the centre, green sleeves with Mustagia in a yellow jacket, each throwing down strong challenges. They've got a furlong and a half left to go in the Skybet Ebor. Mustagia and True Self out in the centre. Red Galileo burrowing through against the rail. Desert Skyline staying on behind them. Ben Vracky is one pace. It's Mustagia in front as they head for the last furlong. He's a length and a half clear. Red Galileo is still finishing off very strongly on the near side, but it's Mustagia, a horse in a million, who takes the Skybet Ebor from Red Galileo, Desert Skyline, Raymond Tusk, Bar Santi, True Self and Ben Vracky.
We'll just confirm that result for you then, for the Ebor. The winner was Mustagia for Jay Lyons and Colin Keane. That returned at 16-1. Red Galileo was second at 25-1. Desert Skyline was back in third, also at 25-1 as well. Raymond Tusk was back in fourth at 16-1, and fifth home was Bar Santi at 25-1. You just mentioned there before we played the commentary that great for Joe Lyons to win the richest handicap in Europe.
Yeah, fantastic. And I mean, real good of Ger to fetch this horse back, because I mean, he was fourth in the race last year, and he's probably come back this year and ran in an even stronger Ebor, and has managed to get his head in front. I mean, he did win after last year's Ebor. He won in Nace, and I mean, he'd been you know, competing at a pretty high level, but obviously this is high grade handicap action, and like I said, he brought home a very, very good prize. I mean, he gave the second £4 Red Galileo, Raymond Tusk. Obviously I've yet to see the replay back, but they said he was very, very unlucky. He came from a long, long way back. Spencer Barsanti, another horse really, you know, who gives the form a pretty decent look, because Barsanti really, really does enjoy going around the Naismar, and he was today running the first time blinker. True Self back in six for Willie Mullins. This was her, much more like her, because after making a winning reappearance this season, she really did disappoint in her next two runs. So, and to me, she was probably one of the last horses off the bridle today, maybe just hasn't quite seen the trip out. But another very, very good run. So I think the form is pretty decent, to be fair. And like I said, hats off to Ger Lyons, because to keep this horse sound and on the go and bring him back to run in another Ebor and go three places better this time in a better race, you know, it's a big, big effort. So I'm really chuffed for him.
The favourite was Raheen House. Now, he could I finish ninth?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see. I didn't really take much notice of his early position. I mean, whether the pace of the race is held up, because I did notice that, where did Frankie end up?
Seventh.
Yeah, Frankie was seventh. He ended up making running, but you could see that Ben Racky was always just doing enough in his hands. He was just over racing ever so slightly. The other horse I noticed who looked at the time to have a good slot in behind him was Withhold. But I mean, Withhold, obviously, he had to give weight all round here in what was a very compact handicap. I mean, top weight was 9.10. I think there was only £8 between the whole field. So it was a very compact compact handicap, but it just sort of shows really that the pace hasn't held up in it, as has been the case in several races today. We've just seen Donegh O'Brien win the last race there, and the pace completely capitulated the last furlong. So although the ground is pretty quick, if the fractions are too strong, you just won't get away with it at York, as we've seen today. But like I said, take nothing away from the winner, and the fact that he has been chased home by the likes of Barsanti back in fifth, horses like that, Desert Skyline, very consistent, Red Galileo. I think, you know, it does give the form a pretty all-round solid look.
Look ahead then to the action on Sunday afternoon. There's very few meetings, isn't there, compared to what we've seen here on Saturday. So what will be your two selections then ahead of racing on Sunday?
Yeah, a couple of selections tomorrow. I have gone, first of all, to Beverly for the 4.25. And I've gone for a horse here who is really, he's having the season of his life, this Dutch Coet, for Nigel Tinkler and Rowan Scott on board again. He is a course and distance winner. And he was looking, so far this season, he has managed to rattle up four wins. He was denied in the four off the bounce a couple of runs back, but he got things back on track last time. Does need the run of the race, but he's a very, very consistent horse. Whether the handicapper is now in charge, you know, with Rowan's three off tomorrow, he's going to run off a mark of 62. But I just think tomorrow, for the greater race, it could have been that bit more competitive. So he might just still be... he might just still have a little bit of rope to play with here off a mark of 62 tomorrow, Dutch Coet. And like I said, for a trainer who does particularly well at this track, Beverly, Nigel Tinkler, who continues to have a fantastic season.
And your second selection, please, for the listeners?
I went to Goodwood, and he's an old favourite of mine, obviously. L'Amato was disappointed, obviously, in his race in the July Cup last time, but I'm hoping that he can get things back on track tomorrow. James Doyle is booked to take the ride from stall 9. I think he represents pretty decent value. I wouldn't like to see him go any shorter than round about 3-1, but I just think he's coming up against plenty of horses tomorrow that really only do just win in their turn, and if he can get back to anywhere near his best as what he previously was before that, you know, which was an odd disappointing, the July Cup, because that is the Lamato race. So we just hope really that that was just an off day for him and he can get things back on the winning thread tomorrow from stall 9 with the excellent James Dowd on board.
Paddy, as always, thank you for joining me here on the Daily Racing Podcast.
No problems. Thank you, Bobby.
Tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Sunday afternoon. It gets underway at 1:50. Your team for Sunday are Darren Owen, Paddy Aspel returns, and John Budden.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.